Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'm joining you from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. It is Monday, February 11th, 2019, as we are making our way towards the middle of the month of February. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us live on the call this evening. Thank you and welcome as well to those of you that are listening to the replay of this call in our back office. And I'm so excited to have you all here, whether live or on recording, because we have a great call lined up for you this evening. I hope everybody was plugged in this morning as we had come together and heard from Mr. Bob Nissom on our B2B support call this morning. Just an absolutely phenomenal and fabulous training. Listen, as a recruiter, as a team builder, as somebody building a world-class organization, not only was I promoting that call ahead of the call this morning, but I certainly have been doing an inventory and talking with my organization to make sure that people that say they're serious about the B2B side of our business, whether that be writing small business plans, protecting the business, protecting the owners of that business, protecting the employees and the families of that business, if this is what they want to focus on in their business, I want to make sure that they are plugged into that call. And if they're not on live, that they're catching the replay. And likewise, for the recruiters that I support in my organization that have a desire to build an organization of top producers, I encourage them, and all of you as well, to be plugged into those calls on Monday mornings so you can hear the language and learn how we talk to top sales professionals in our business. You know, a lot of folks say, well, that call, I'm a recruiter, I'm a team builder, that call on Mondays isn't for me. I'm not in the B2B sales space, but I want you to understand that it is incredibly valuable to you and I as recruiters, as team builders, to know exactly how to talk to the people that we're bringing in and plugging into that space. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to train and support and teach every facet and detail of the B2B side of our business to our new people. I can plug them into a system that educates, trains, and motivates them with people like Bob Nissom, Mike Riches, and Mark Riches, like we heard from this morning. Hey, folks, speaking of this morning's call, I want to just go over one thing you should have heard on the call this morning, and that's in relation to the HRMC email. And you should have heard this. Hopefully you know we had a small issue with the email system. And basically, it was all explained this morning, so I'll just hit the highlights for you. It's important that you know, as a recruiter, that we are no longer doing what we called email forwarding. So there was a time when, as emails came in to your HRMC mail in the server, it would forward to whatever email address that you designated. Maybe your Gmail, your Verizon, some other email address that you like to receive that email at. Well, that actually it caused a problem, but in solving that problem, we realized that it was actually unnecessarily complex second step because so we're no longer doing the forwarding because you can check your mail through any device now, and we've put the instructions on how you can set it up with Outlook. It's going to be very similar for any other system you might be using, but Outlook is what most of us use, and the instructions for setting up your email with Outlook is under the popular links heading in your Harvard Agent Access back office. Also, you can access your email from anywhere on the web by going to hrmcmail.com and logging in with the username and password that was set up for your email account. And if you're not sure what that is, we can help you to get that information. But two great, simple ways for you to get access to those emails, and none of your emails were lost when the email forwarding went down. None of your emails have been lost. They're in your HRMC mail account, which you can access from any internet device. And also, you can set it up with your Outlook so that you can connect to it from your iPhone, Android, your computer, your laptop, your any device that connects to the internet. So you might want to set it up with Gmail or some other methods as well. We'll continue to add any details that you need for that in the future. But based off the Outlook training, you should be able to figure out exactly how to set it up on your phone. And if all else fails, go to hrmcmail.com. It's an interface that works kind of like Gmail. You just log in from anywhere. You can send and receive your email right there at hrmcmail.com. Also, as I was talking about as we kicked off the call this morning, it's the 11th, or the call this evening, it's the 11th of February. We're making our way towards the middle of the month. And so it's important for me to remind you, to remind your team, to take a self-evaluation and also to help your team to find out where are you on the Performance Club qualification for the month of February. And for those of you that yourselves or someone in your team may have missed Performance Club qualification in the month of January, remember that you have the opportunity to catch those PC or Performance Club points up, but you have to do it by the 15th of the month. So if you have a negative number, when you look at your Performance Club points, and if that is a negative number, that tells you that you have the opportunity to catch up. Just get that number caught up by the 15th. That will requalify you for the month of January, and then you can continue qualifying in the second half of February, qualify for February as well. Isn't that great? The Legal Shield would allow you the opportunity to catch up. You don't have to be discouraged. Maybe you had something happen with weather-related. You got busy. The kids were sick. Legal Shield has your back, and they have this set up so that you can catch up, and everybody gets to do that one time. So take advantage of that. Catch your points up if you have a negative number. And remember, all you have to do to qualify on a monthly basis for Performance Club, which qualifies you for the monthly freedom bonuses, qualifies you it qualifies you for incentive programs and helps you to win trips like the trip to Cabo that we're all completing the qualification period for right now. All of that is through Performance Club. And all you have to do to qualify is write $90 worth of business, and you are Performance Club qualified. Now, for many of you, that's very little business, right? $90 worth of business. You joined our organization to make an impact in your finances. So Legal Shield understands that, and we also have the Performance Club Pro program. Write $180 worth of business, earn even more money in freedom bonuses, and of course more commission as well, and help your team to get Performance Club qualified. There's many of you listening to the call this evening, and your goal is to qualify as an executive director, to be the executive director of your organization, to be the ED for life, and to capture Legal Shield's bonus program, which is $15,000 over the course of 12 months for being an executive director. Well, there's no mystery or secret to having an executive director organization. It is populated by a group of people that are consistently Performance Club qualified. So for you, that means you're assembling a team of people that do the basics incredibly well, that are committed to the minimums, and that they are Performance Club qualified and would never miss it. I want to remind everybody also, as we are coming closer and closer to the end of March 2019, where we all come together, and you know, they say things are bigger in Texas. Well, we will all be together at the largest gathering of Legal Shield Associates as we continue to celebrate record membership growth, record growth of our company and our revenues. And we'll be doing that at the International Convention just in about 2 months from now, in less than 2 months from now. Won't that be exciting? When you and I and all of us come together as an organization, as a team, as a family, all under one roof in Dallas, Texas, we're going to have a event for our team, a team gathering as well on Saturday evening. We want to get everybody together as you interact with and train with and learn from all of the top producers, these incredible professionals within our Legal Shield family. We also want to get a chance to get our immediate Legal Shield family together. All of us, the success team, will come together on Saturday evening. All the details so that you can get your tickets to the event, so that you could have the information on how to find our team breakout event and everything you need to know about registering and getting yourself and your team to Dallas, Texas, is available by logging into your agent back office. Click the calendar icon in your toolbar, and you'll see everything you need to know about registering for Dallas, Texas. And one last thing, as I'm about to introduce our speaker and trainer this evening, I want to remind everybody that it is a new month, and we have a new book of the month. And if you have not yet had a chance to crack open Brian Carruthers' Money Mindset book, I hope that after tonight's call you'll do that. This is an incredible book and an easy read, about 100 pages. So if you're holding true to the 10 core commitments and reading 10 pages of a good book a day, you could choose the Money Mindset book as your good book right now. And in about 10 days of that commitment, you could complete the whole book. Or like most people, you could sit down, start reading it, and find out that you just can't put it down. What I love so much about this book and why I, quite frankly, recommended that we read this book together in the month of February is because long before Brian Carruthers wrote this book and long before Brian Carruthers had made millions and millions of dollars in his business and understood the concepts that he describes in the book, what I recognized about the book was the training and the advice I got from our team leader, Mr. Mark Riches, who was really teaching some of these very same values, points, and concepts, and who helped me to understand not just how to make money, but how to keep money. And so I hope that you'll enjoy the book, read it, highlight it, make notes right in the margin, but most important, promote it to your whole organization. Because as you continue to build your business, what's possible financially with your business is absolutely incredible. As I've said many times, I joined this company to make $400 a week so I could quit a full-time job and a part-time job that I didn't love. I did not dream in those first days that I would become a millionaire. But because of this incredible opportunity that we all have, because of the coaching and the mentoring that we all have, I was able to apply myself, use this as a vehicle to completely change my life. But the reason that I have money to invest and opportunities to grow is because of these key core concepts. I hope you'll plug into them. Folks, this evening I am excited to be joined by my personal mentor and trainer, and yours as well, for most, if not all of you listening this evening. This is a gentleman who is recognized as a $700,000 ring earner with Legal Shield. Let me articulate that for our newest people, which there's many because we're growing very quickly. That means that in a 12-month period, the gentleman you're going to hear from this evening earns in excess of $700,000 from his Legal Shield business in a 12-month period. He has earned millions and millions of dollars from his Legal Shield business, the same business that was started the same way you and I started our businesses, with a little bit of faith, a little bit of belief in ourselves, and a little bit of courage. He signed an associate agreement, paid his associate fee, and started a journey that is an incredible story of not only success, but leadership and mentorship. This is a gentleman who, for all of the financial rewards he has received, the most important thing for you to understand as you listen to him this evening is not what he has personally earned in income, which of course has changed his life and his family's lives. But what's most important is that he has been a mentor to people. He has helped create millionaires in our organization. People that have gotten from poverty to earning a six-figure or multiple six-figure income. People who have gone from poverty mindsets to understanding the world around us of abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just the person that chronologically joined the business before us. He's the leader of our organization. He is an incredible father, husband, and entrepreneur, and he's here to share his thoughts with all of us this evening. Please help me welcome, in Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. Great to have everyone on the call tonight. I love hearing your story as well, Jim, and I want to just echo what you said about plugging into all the conference calls. We've had some incredible information being shared out there most recently, and really, you know, going back years, we've got a great support structure, and it's our job as leaders is to get our team plugged into that. And just appreciate each of you being on the call tonight. I hope you're as fired up as I am. I am having a blast. You know, I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I've been doing some personal recruiting, and I've always been doing personal recruiting. And just the last couple of years, I've recruited Susan Pellegrinetti, who's a senior manager now on her way to executive director, Brittany Dotson, who's been working in my office for a couple of years and is building her own team now and doing really well, one of the top recruiters last month, and several others that I'm constantly recruiting and bringing people in. But I'm talking about just sitting down, calling leads, and really focused in recruiting. And I brought on 17 Harvard agents last month myself personally, which I used to do through recruiting assistants, but I did this myself nine of them got a membership last month. One of them got one this month. So I've 10 of those 17 have got plans, memberships, and one of them got Fast Start qualified. I've got one almost Fast Start qualified. He's got two sales. And my goal this month for the month of February, 5 Fast Starts for the month of February. And that's what I'm going to talk tonight about, is getting people Fast Start qualified, creating that Fast Start factory in your organization. So I hope you got a pen and a paper ready to take some notes. I've got just a few quick things. I've been creating a lot of new training videos. I'm really excited about that, because as I'm out there doing it and I'm working with the agent management system, for example, you know, 5 hours a day, hopefully you're seeing some of the updates and improvements that we're doing on there. Those are largely because I'm sitting there. You know, a person like I give Jim Tanner the AMS, he doesn't want to change it. I mean, he has suggested things over the year, but he doesn't know necessarily what can be changed. Well, the answer is pretty much anything can be changed. Well, when I sit down and start using it, I say, well, that should show this, and that should show that, and this needs to go over here, and this needs to go here. So I've been doing a lot of that. Hopefully you're seeing some of that and the improvements that we're doing, and of course, we get a lot of that input from the field. I can't take full credit for every update that we've done. But exciting times. My goal, you know, I've been explaining this to people I'm recruiting. Why is the CEO of the company recruiting? Why is someone that's making, you know, $60,000, $70,000 a month recruiting still? Well, one, I love it. I love doing what we do. I enjoy it. I love empowering people. I love helping people get financial freedom. And also, Legal Shield's offered me $1.5 million, as they have each of you. Every one of you have that ability, and I'm going to go get that $1.5 million. I've got my names on the board. I'm going to build five. I've got to have a spare tire, so I'm going to build five new executive director lines. I'm focused intently on doing that this year, and it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of calls. I mean, I sit down. I got here at 8 o'clock. I went down to the house for lunch. I came right back up 20 minutes later. I've been on the phone working it. And I will share with you my results every month. I have a video in the back office that I'll put up there and show you, here's what I've done. Here's what I've accomplished. And, you know, if you'll just follow that example, I'm trying to be a better leader by doing exactly what I'm telling you to do. Here's just a few quick recruiting tips before I get into my training topic. Number one, when I'm talking to someone, I shared this several times today, I am talking to them about understanding team building. So this is an important to kind of get in their mind, what does being a team builder mean? And so I start by talking about our salespeople. And I say, you know, a typical full-time salesperson is going to go out and sell 50 plans a month. So that's one company or two companies, and they enroll 50 employees in that company. But they get 50 employees signed up a month. If they do that, they're going to earn $100,000 a year. So that's kind of step one, is make sure they get that. So a salesperson goes out. Jim, I'll use you as an example. Jim wants to be a team builder. I'll say, so first understand kind of what we're recruiting. We're going to go get five people that do 50 sales a month. So a typical sales person goes out, they sell 50 plans a month, that's going to pay them $100,000 a year. Our goal, Jim, is to go find five of those. So you don't need, this isn't multi-level, we don't need 5 million people. You know, it's just five. We go get five that are doing 50, and that'll pay you, Jim, $100,000 a year. So again, using their name so they pay attention to what you're saying, but giving them that picture, I wanted to make sure you got that, because that gives them a powerful motive and a picture to go for. I mean, hey, go get five people doing 50, and you're making $100,000 a year. Now, then I say this. Now, you might want to make double that. That's fine. Just go get 10. If you go get 10 doing 50, then you're going to be at $200,000. I was having so much fun, I just kept going until I was at $700,000, and I'm on my way to $1 million. Hopefully you'll be one of my next five, you know, and that's how I share it. So, and then to a team builder, I say, and Jim, it's not about you just going and doing 50, but we just need to get your team doing 50. If you as a team leader get your team doing 50, that counts as one of my lines. And if you get someone on your team, their entire team doing 50, that counts as one of yours. Anyway, that's how I talk to him about explaining the team building part of it financially. Number two, I had a discussion with Anna Markova, one of our top recruiters. Congratulations to her for hitting the manager level last month, and she's on her way to senior manager this month, really focused. But I was talking to her today. She was talking about checkerboard leadership. She wanted to have me explain that a little more. And so I said, well, checkerboard management is kind of like you make a move, then they make a move. So like checkers, you know, you don't make two moves and then they make one move. You make a move and then they make a move. That's how checkers are played, right? So when we say checkerboard management, it's you make a move and then they make a move. And you make a move and they make a move. Okay? So I don't say, hey, Anna, here's your plaque for manager, and I went ahead and gave you a plaque. I printed this one up for senior manager, and I got you one for director, and I got you one for senior director, and here's this executive director trophy. I'm counting on you. I hope you get all these things, but I went ahead and had them all made for you. That's not checkerboard management. It's not smart either. I just wasted some money. Well, probably not on Anna. She'll hit those, but the dates will be probably off. Well, you know, she makes a move. She made it to manager. I made a move. I ordered her a plaque. Okay? What's the next move? It's her turn. She needs to go to senior manager. Then what will I do? I'll order her a plaque. Okay? So I say to a new associate or a new agent, I say, hey, go finish the, you know, the training, the first step training. And they say, and then they call me the next day and they say, hey, I had some questions. I said, great. Were you able to finish the training? No, I haven't finished yet. So again, you made the move. You told them where to go and what to do, but they're not doing that. So again, it's kind of in their hands and you got to push them back. And that's kind of getting mixed into putting them in the system and helping them become system dependent instead of people dependent. But you can kind of understand what I'm saying. Let me explain it one other way. And I made $800 today in the stock market. I love working with stocks, and you might not be good at stocks, but I'm going to teach you real quick about a stop loss. So you can write it in your notes, stop loss. And if you got a notepad, just write at the bottom $20. And then up above it a little bit, $25. And then write $30. So just three in a row with 30 on the top. Okay. So you got 20, 25, and then 30 going up. Okay. So you buy a stock at $20. First, I'm going to teach you what a stop loss is and then teach you how that same principle is applied in our business. So you buy a stock at $20, and the stock moves to $30. So let's just say you make $1,000 when it moves like that. So from when it went from $20 to $30, you've made $1,000 in profits. Nice stock. Okay. What you can do is buy what's called a stop loss. You don't really buy it. You just insert a stop loss at $25. Why do you do it at $25? Well, you're protecting half your investment. So what a stop loss means is if the stock fell to $25, it would sell all your shares automatically. You don't have to, you could be on vacation, but it would automatically sell your shares to protect at least half your investment. So, yeah, you lost $500, but you made $500. Because what you don't want to do is come back, you know, from, you know, a few days off and look at it and say, oh, man, the stock's at 19. So you want to protect that investment by setting up a stop loss. Okay. Now, the stock moves on up to $35. And here's the question to see if you're following me. Where would you move your stop loss? You can move it to wherever you want. And the answer is probably $30. You just would bump it up. Now you're protecting $1,000 of profit. And so if that stock crashes, it'll sell your shares at 30 and you've still made the $1,000. You don't want to put your stop loss at 34 because if the stock dips just a little bit, you know, it sells all your shares. So you want to build, basically as the stock moves up, you want to follow it with a stop loss. And what is the purpose of that? Protect your investment. Well, the exact same thing is true in our business. As a person in your team, you know, here's a quick question. A person that's never gone through the first step training, would you spend 10 hours on the phone with them explaining everything? Well, some people might, but that's not a good investment because you don't know what they're going to do. You don't even know if they can follow basic instructions. So instead of spending a whole bunch of time with them, your better bet would be to redirect them to the training and then say, hey, you go through the training and then I'll spend some time with you. Still wouldn't spend 10 hours, but I'll spend some time. Okay, so they make a move, they go out and produce some sales, and then you make a move. You can come in and help them. You can spend a little more time with them. The question is, how much time do I spend with my team? Well, that's it. It's all different. It's a stop loss. For example, I've made millions of dollars from Jim Tanner's team. Millions. I mean, it's just huge amounts, like $1,000 a day that I make on his team. Well, if he calls me and says, hey, I have a quick question, he's the priority. I mean, my stop loss is way up there with Jim Tanner. So, you know, whatever time he needs, whatever energy I need to invest, I'm able to do that. If you don't do this, you'll waste a lot of your energy and a lot of your time with people that don't deserve it. So, you know, Anna, I used her earlier. If, you know, she's at the manager level. I mean, she's not an executive director, but she's on her way, and her goals are focused on that. So if she, you know, she came in and said, hey, can I meet with you today? I said, sure. So she came. I was busy when she first came in, but then I had her come in, and I spent about a half hour with her, talking to her and coaching her and mentoring her. Well, I can do that because she's produced. She's, you know, 380 points on Performance Club. She's already Performance Club qualified this month. She's got a great team. She was a top recruiter. Those are all reasons I want to spend time with her. It doesn't mean you spend no time with people that don't produce, but you got to be very careful. You can't move your, if you've only made $10, you don't move your stop loss way, way up there because it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so you, as they produce, you make a move and move your stop loss up a little bit. So hopefully that helps in understanding how much time do I need to invest in my team. The answer is how much, what are they doing? If they're producing, invest a lot of time. You know, if they're not producing, don't invest much time at all. Plug them into the training and the system that's there. Protect your time. It's your most valuable asset. Number third tip, how to enroll an agent. I think we went over this, but I know a lot of us are just using the Harvard system till we get the GY3 system fully operable, which it's getting closer every single day. But in the meantime, we've made it easier for you to sign up a Harvard agent. And all you need to do is send them to hrmcenroll.com/your agent ID number. You can go to your templates in the AMS, and it's right there. It lists your enrollment site. But what's really great about this site, I used it twice today. I've got 6 agents so far for the month. But I just send them to hrmcenroll.com/my number, and they can enroll right there. I don't have to give them an access code. They don't have to put the little security code in. And they can fill all those fields out. We've shortened that form down. And I think all of you are using that, but hopefully you are, because it's a lot simpler process than, you know, having them go to harvardbenefits.com and click on the agent access and entering all that, going in that way. So, again, hrmcenroll.com, 258-380, or your agent ID number, and that will sponsor them on your team. And we've made that whole process a lot simpler. Last tip, we've added back in. This was Mr. Tanner's suggestion. I really am glad we did. Until we develop a really powerful recruiting and team-building training on the GY3 site, we put back up the leadership trainings on the Harvard site, and they're under leadership resources. So you can go under the leadership resources, and you'll see 2 new links there. Let me just pull it up so I give you the right titles. But the first one is leadership training. And that is just some phenomenal stuff. Yes, some of it's a little outdated. We might say, you know, I don't know what the old membership was, but maybe we don't say $49.90 or $34.90. You know, they change the rates. They change the plan. Just kind of pass over that. The principles that we're teaching is what's important. But that's just tons of training. I mean, you can look at it. It's just got some incredible training there. And then the second one that's now available is right below that, and it's called Leadership Training Events. And that's probably got 100 to 200 hours of video training there from all our different events over the years, particularly last December's leadership training event, just December 2 months ago. And that's all there too. So again, we kind of took that down when we started making this transition. It's been a little slower process than we had planned. We put them back up. In the meantime, you've got all of those resources to plug into and use. Hopefully that helps you in your recruiting efforts. Okay, here's the training I have. Sorry, I just wanted to share that with you. Someone said, gosh, I thought he was done. Well, it won't take long here. I want to help you. My goal this month is 5 fast starts. That's written on my board. That's what I'm thinking of every day. As I evaluate whether I spend energy or time on something, I say, is this going to help me get my 5 fast starts? You know, I did one last month. It was kind of wimpy, okay? But I was new at it, and I was stuttery, and I was rusty, and, I mean, I'm surprised anyone signed up. It was bad. But I went, before you get good, you got to be bad. And I'm telling you what, you know, even though you think, hey, once you learn how to ride a bike, you still could be wobbling and balanced if you haven't done it in 10 years, and that's how I felt. But I burled through that. You know, I almost quit. Well, I did quit about 10 times. But the next day I got up and said, hey, my goal is to get a $1.5 million bonus. My goal is to build a platinum team, another platinum organization. I'm going to do it in a year. My goal is to do it in a year. I hope I can. But it's going to take massive effort. It's going to take massive work. Am I up to it? Am I committed to it? So I had to kind of coach myself every day back into the game. I just want you to know. And it's hard when you're making $60,000. I mean, my check last, I think it was Thursday, was $8,000 in one single day. It's hard to call an interview request because you can quickly say, I don't need to call. Number two, you know, I'm the CEO of the company. I've got all this stuff I've got to do. I've got to recruit. I don't need to be recruiting. You know, trust me, I taught myself out of it a lot. But bottom line is, the next day, I'm on the phone. I got me a headset. It just came in this weekend. I mean, I'm doing this. And I'm going to do it with or without you. And I'm hoping to coach you along the way and share with you what I'm doing. So anyway, my goal this month is 5 fast starts. Mr. Tanner's going to give you a powerful incentive that we're going to offer you for the next week related to this right after I'm done. So I've wrote down 5 things that you can do to help you get your team fast start qualified. Listen, you've got to get them making money. If you sell them a plan and you don't get them making money, they're probably going to cancel their membership. They're crazy if they do, but some do. And you don't want chargebacks. You want to have them focused on making money. I mean, that's why you invited them in, and you got to coach them on getting them fast start qualified. Not everyone's going to do it, but you got to get – there's 5 things that you want to do consistently to help you get that number up. And again, it's not going to be 100%, but you're responsible. You're in charge of creating that fast start qualifying factory in your team. And last year – I took the prize home as the, and it wasn't a personal, it was in our team, but I took one of those beautiful Lady of Justice statues home from the convention in Oklahoma City, and they're heavy. I mean, they're really nice. It's like an Emmy award. It is the Emmy in Legal Shield. And I was the number one fast start qualifier percentage-wise in our organization. It was a team award. I got it, and it's sitting on my bookcase. But it wasn't just my personal. I didn't do any recruiting last year, personally. But it was as far as an organization goes, we were number one in fast start qualifying. So I feel pretty number one of everyone else. We were number one of every other team. We were number one. So by being a part of our organization, your chance of fast start qualifying is greater than any other organization you could be a part of. Here's the 5 things I recommend. Number one, you got to communicate. You got to communicate, communicate, communicate. You got to be on the phone. You got to be talking to your agents. You got to be calling your associates. I mean, 50 calls a day. Some of our top recruiters are doing 100 calls a day. Brian Crothers did 300 calls a day to launch his business. Last week I did a 200 call day. I was hoarse. I mean, I don't know how someone could do 300. I work 12 hours. But people do. But minimum of 50. 50 is like a part-timer. And a hunt, you know, if you're really serious about building this, get on the phone, make the calls. But you got to be talking to people. You got to be communicating. You got to be, you know, visiting with your reps. Document. There's a document called Ready, Set, Call. It's in the leadership docs in the Harvard back office. Pull that down, print it out. It gives you reasons and purposes to calling your prospects and your agents. Call every agent every 2 to 3 days. You know, you can use the last login report to see who's logging in. But really, you want to call not just the ones logging in, but the ones that are not logging in, and help them get motivated to log in. You got to get them through the training. The biggest way I get them through the training is I say, hey, Jim, as I mentioned earlier, the company has a $15,000 bonus. I'm helping a bunch of people earn that, and I would love to put you on the list. I can't put you on that list and explain the program to you until you're done with that first step training. It's a carrot. I say, as soon as you're done with that first step training, I promise we'll sit down, I'll explain that $15,000 and exactly how we're going to get it in your bank account. So I use that as a carrot to get them through the training, okay? Promote the conference calls. We talked about that. I hope you're dialing a ton of numbers an hour before this call. I hope you're calling a ton of numbers an hour before our morning call. I hope you're texting. I hope you're getting your team on these calls. But that's a huge part of getting people Fast Start qualified is getting them plugged in and motivated. Promote the bonuses and incentives. Does your team know about the $180 bonus? Do they know about the $50 MAD bonus that they can earn right now? There's never been more money. Listen to this. There's never been more money on the table for a person that goes out and Fast Start qualifies, ever, in my 23 years. $180 plus $50. They can earn $230 in bonuses plus $180 on commission. Say they go right for 349.90s, which doesn't always happen, but let's just say they do. They get 349.90s, and then they get a $180 bonus. So, you know, they get $60 on those three sales. That's $180. Then they get a $180 bonus. It's called Jeff Bell Mad Money. I mean, just an extra $180. Plus, they get $50 because they get a $25 bonus on their first check, on their first membership, and they get a $25 bonus on their first associate. So there's another $50. Plus add another $50. I'm just showing you the money. They match you on that, so you get $50. And if they get a $25 check, you get a $25. If they get another $25 check for their first associate, you get another $25. And they pay you $180. It's $640. They had to go write three $49 plans. It doesn't matter what plans you write. You have to write three, not $995s, but three of anything else. And the bonuses are all the same. But the company's paying out $640. Think about this. $640 plus your overrides. We didn't mention that. Let's put that in there. $280 minus $100. That's $180. So another $180 plus $180 plus $180. I just went to executive director. They're paying all the way out to Platinum 7. The company's paying out, first look at what they're bringing in. They brought in three times $50. They brought in $150 in revenue because the members under no contract. That's all the new person brings in is three times 150. Three times $50, right? The $49.90 a month, and that's $150. The company paid out $1,180. It just is never going to be better than that. We should be fast-starting every single person. It used to be like $30 a member. I mean, it used to be so no bonuses, no incentives, no matches. Someone says, well, did it used to have a match? It used to have nothing. No one got a bonus. But when you add up what the company's paying, it's $1,180. And they're paying out more than that because Platinum goes higher. And the person's bringing in $150 worth of premium, and immediately the company's paying out $1,200. That's unbelievable. I hope we're just – that's why I'm getting five this month. Okay, so you got to promote the incentives. You got to promote the bonuses. Your team needs to know about those. Talk about the 3-in-1 constantly. All of that is under communication. Communicate. Number two, you got to share the Fast Start success stories. You should always have a success story to share. If you don't have a Fast Start success story, you can go back in the archives of our calls and listen for one. Or call your sponsor and say, hey, what's the most common recent Fast Start story you've had? It doesn't have to be yours, but once you get yours, just tell that story over and over and over. You can tell your own story. You can say, hey, let me tell you when I got Fast Start qualified. Now, if you didn't Fast Start qualify, don't tell that story. This is not a confession thing. That's not motivating. Someone might say, well, I just want them to know that, you know, they can still be successful if they don't Fast Start qualified. Well, they probably know that, but you don't need to reiterate that. That's the opposite of what we're trying to do here. You need to say, if you Fast Start, say, here's exactly what I did to go get the bonus and do it. And if you didn't, don't say anything. You need to come up with a story of someone that did it. Someone says, well, I just want to be honest. Well, you want to build a team? You know, you got to build it with positive things. We got to get them Fast Start qualified. So don't let your, you know, not getting it done in, you know, conflict with them going out and getting it done. We want them to go get it done. And everything you talk about needs to be that everyone Fast Start qualifies. Get really good at sharing that story. Tell them over and over and over. You know, when you've got a person that just Fast Start qualified, tell that story over and over and over. You've heard it 100 times, but they've only heard it once. But you've got to make it feel like everyone is getting Fast Start qualified. I mean, that's how you create momentum. Everyone gets Fast Start qualified. We're the number one team in all of Legal Shield for Fast Start qualifying people. My job is to get you Fast Start qualified. I'm going to get you that $180 bonus. We're going to go make that happen. Number three, assist them in developing a plan of action. You can't just say, you know, let's, you know, go do it. You can't just say, go get it done. Call me when you got it done. None of that works. You can say it, but it doesn't work. You're not going to have Fast Start people. There were three birds on a wire. One of them decided to fly away. How many were left? Three. Well, that's because he decided to fly away, but he didn't do it. He didn't take any action. You can sit and talk till you're blue in the face, but unless you set up a plan of action and help them know exactly what they need to do the next step. So you got to, the most powerful word you can use is let's. So use, you know, say, let's go get this done. I'm yoked with you. My job is to help you get Fast Start qualified. I say that all day long. Help them develop a plan of how they're going to do that. Well, the plan is they go get 3-in-1. No, what's the plan? How are they going to get three? Oh, you got to have a plan for that. Yeah, it just doesn't happen. So is it warm market? Are we going to go after the warm market list? And if so, have they started putting that in? Do they have 25, 30, 40 names put in there so we can start working on that, setting the appointments? That video's in the individual sales training now. Well, no, they don't want to do warm market. Okay, are they going to go cold market? That's cold. Cold market's cold. but there's a video in the individual sales, how to prospect, where to go. You know, they're going to have to go to the nail salons and the tattoo shops and the mechanics in the area and sell individual plans that way. How many of those are they going to go see tomorrow? Talk to them. Be real in the plan. Say not everyone gets a membership. It's okay to say, you know, my first presentation, they didn't get a plan. It's okay to say stuff like that if it's real. But you don't want to scare them. But you do want to make it real with them that don't expect that every person you talk to gets a plan right away. So get into the details. That's what I'm talking about here. What are you going to do? What are we going to do to help make this happen? Set a date when they're going to Fast Start qualify by. Help them fill out that commitment form. They can be any memberships, but the $9.95s count as half. So we got to get three. They say, well, can I go write three individual identity theft plans? Yes, but you're going to have to get six of those. OK, because they only count as a half point, and we need 3 points. It'll be easier after March, after the Dallas convention, because we'll be all revenue-based. So to performance club or to fast start qualify will be revenue. We'll be done with counters. To get to senior, there's just revenue that's required. Manager revenue, all the levels, executive director, senior director, revenues every month. So you're just looking at revenues. So if you get your team writing 49-90 plans, you're going to be there a lot quicker. Jim and I were calculating today, and don't call and ask questions. I'm just telling you, it's going to be revenue-based, and it's a really good thing if you're a team builder. It's good if you're either. But we were talking today under the new revenue model, take about 30 cells in your team, 30 49-90s, okay, which you're not going to just get 49-90s, but 30 49-90s put you at executive director under the new revenue-based comp plan. So really exciting stuff. Another big reason to be in Dallas so you can get the trading on that. Boy, can you imagine, Jim, them missing Dallas and coming back and not knowing how they calculate their revenue for that month. Their WAR market list is another great tool, and you can access that list with them and help them make those calls. Help them call and set the appointments. Practice the presentations. A game plan interview where you can sit down and really put this plan together with them. But number three is assist them in developing a plan of action. Get into the details of what they're going to do to go get their three and to go get their one. Number four, be sure they have all the tools they need. You know, they can order an agent starter kit. They can get the applications and download them right online. Most of us are paperless, and what I'm doing is just using my plan site. So I'm sending them to my HRMC plan site, and they click on the Enroll Now, and it takes them right to my LegalShield site, and they're on. And we updated that video on there, so it's got a little more meat in it. It's really good. That's what I'm doing. But you can also teach them how to download the flip chart on an iPad or a tablet or their phone. It's just a PDF, so as long as they can flip through that, that works great. They need to know how to access their plan site. They need to make sure there's a picture uploaded on there. Everything on the Q page, you know. The commitment form, I mentioned that already. That's important. But make sure they have the tools that they need. Make sure they know where to enroll a member. All of this helps build confidence, okay, which is number five, build the confidence. But all, you know, knowing where their site is and knowing, seeing their picture on it and knowing, you know, that's the plan, the site to send people to, all that helps their confidence level. Where they can go get that, go to the Q page, and it's right there, number four. That's your plan site. Number five is your recruiting site. But being able to direct them and where they know exactly where everything is will build their confidence. So number five, build their confidence. Here's some notes I have under that. Show them how to do this business. If you're local, field train them. Take them out and, you know, write their first memberships with them. So you get me in front of the people, I'll do the presentation. I think we do a lot less of that right now when we do a lot of long-distance recruiting, but nothing's more powerful than showing them how to write a plan. As I mentioned earlier, the most powerful word is let's. Not you go do it, but let's go do it. I'm going to help you. You know, you get a $180 bonus, I get a $180 bonus. I'm committed to helping you 100%. Everyone on my team Fast Start qualifies. Their confidence must be greater than their fear. Everyone has fear when they start this business. Everyone has apprehension. Our job as a leader is to get their confidence level higher than their fear level. Then they're going to leave their house. Then they're going to open their mouths. Then they're going to talk to their friends and the people they know. And until then, they're going to make excuses why they can't go and start talking to people because their fear level is greater than their confidence level. So you and I build confidence. Let me give you an example. Listen to their membership presentation. So I say, Jim, give me just an overview of your membership presentation. You know, really, you know, this is some older notes. We do a lot less of that with the plan site, but have them give a quick overview of the membership. And then listen to this. When they're done speaking, no matter how bad it was, here's what you say. Jim, have you done this before? No, I haven't done it before. That sounded really good. Okay, why? I got to build confidence. Tearing them out and say, well, there's several points you missed, and, you know, I don't think you taking that to the marketplace is going to sell you any plans. You know, yeah, you can say that, but you're going to have a rep that's not confident. They're not going to go do anything. Is that what you're wanting? Well, just cut them down. Chop them up, you know. But I'm telling you, say, hey, that was good. Have you sold any of these? No, not yet. Well, you need to take that presentation to the field and use your plan. If it was bad, you can say, and use your plan site along with it. You know, that'll help. But build their confidence. Say, that was really good. Have them write your membership. This is another great step to build confidence. Just say, I just want you to be prepared when you go visit your brother-in-law tonight. I've got my application. Some people have done this type of stuff. They don't need this, but some people do. And you have them print out an application right off the website and then say, I just want you to ask me the questions and I'm going to have you fill out my membership. And so they say, oh, okay. And what's your name? Mark. What's your last name? Riches. And have them write up your membership over the phone. And when you get to the payment information, just say, just put some zeros there. That's where you'll put their credit card number. And they'll go, oh, I got it. And then they sign there, and they sign there, and that's it. And then say, when you take that paper home, I'll show you where to go enter it right on your website. And then you can enter that on your website, and you're good to go. So, you know, have them write a practice plan. When we did a lot of face-to-face recruiting, local recruiting, we did a ton of that. And it really helped build their confidence level. Think about if you're not doing that, how wobbly and imbalanced that person's going to be with their prospect. They're going to be shaking. The person says, why are you shaking? Well, this is my first one. I've never done this before. You will at least get some of those cobwebs blown out of the way by you having them write your membership, and then that will help them feel a little more confident when they're with their first member. Okay, be sure they know the plans and the rates. Quiz them on that. You understand the different rates. I like the commission sheet because it shows the four most popular plans right on there. Be sure they know the payment options. That's another one that we don't spend enough time with people. If a person says, well, can I just pay for this monthly? Yes. Like they'll just send me a bill every month. Go through that with them. Because you don't want them to say, well, I don't know. Because the answer is no. They don't send a monthly bill, but you can have it on a monthly draft. Or you can pay the whole year up front, and then they'll send you a yearly bill. But monthly checking account, monthly savings account, monthly credit card, those are the three options, credit or debit. Make sure they understand that. Remember to build confidence by saying, great job. Good job, John. You did good. You wrote your first plan. It was mine. You were not going to get a commission because I already got a plan. But now you know what to do. You know how to do it. You know, make them feel confident so that they're willing to go out there and sell plans and recruit people. Send them links to the training calls. There's so many phenomenal trainings. You can search them right in the Harvard back office. Send them links to those calls, different training segments and personal development that you find in our personal development library. Make sure that you're sending links like that to your team to get them plugged in. And listening to the information that's going to help them be confident and motivated. And then, of course, encourage them to use their own membership, which is truly going to build confidence in them, and knowing that the plan works, and help them download the apps. That's one I could add on here. Have them help them download the apps on their phone so they have access to the membership more readily, and they can show people that they're presenting to. The apps and how they work. So those are the five keys to getting, and we could have done this all under one key, but, you know, it'd been a long list. So to break it up, here's the five just in review. Communicate. Over-communicate. And remember to download that sheet called Ready, Set, Call. And it gives you a lot of reasons to call your prospects and your agents. Share Fast Start success stories. Have yours or someone that you recently fast-started and share that over and over and over. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the person I got fast-start qualified last month. That's the only story I'm sharing now. And then when I get my second one or my first one this month, I'm going to share that one. So that's how you do it. Assist them in developing a plan of action. Get into the details of how they're going to go out and get their Fast Start done. Be sure they have the tools they need. Be sure they know how to use the tools. Like we talked tonight about enrolling an agent. Do they know how to do that? Make sure they understand. HRMCenroll.com/their number. That's the site. Here's where you find the site. I talked to a person today. She's going to be a top recruiter. I know it. She's building a team, and she had her first person that was ready to sign up, and I told her how to do that, and I showed her on her templates where the site was. I said, I'm showing you so you know where it is next time. You can see that site. Okay, I got it. So that's all I have to do. Yep, that's all you have to do. And I just felt her confidence increase over the phone. She goes, now I know how to sign up an agent. Yeah, you know exactly how to do it. And number five, build the confidence, which is a process, not an event. And as you build their confidence, they're going to go confidently out in the marketplace, and they're going to sell plans, and they're going to recruit people, and they're going to build. And you're going to get Fast Start qualified people on your team. I challenge you to make this your best Fast Start month ever. And I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Tanner, and he's got an exciting incentive promotion that we're going to offer you for the next 7 days. Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Richards, so much. And, you know, I get excited listening to you share this with everybody because it's just, you know, when I know that Mark Richards is personally recruiting, this is what happens. Like, you just start talking about all these little things that you used to teach me, which now feels like an awful long time ago, if I have to be totally honest. But I love hearing this stuff. And here's what I'd like to say. I don't want to put any additional words on the Mark Richards training tonight, except to say that what I hope you heard throughout his training was that he has an expectation that people can market this membership and get Fast Start qualified. I think that's important to state that out loud, because I know a lot of recruiters start out excited, but then sometimes after you have a few people that don't get started, you start to have an expectation that people don't get started. Well, Mr. Richards has had more people not do this business than anybody that you'll ever hear talk about in our organization. He's number one in people that didn't work out, didn't do the business, but he still expects people to go out and market the membership and have success. And why? Because he knows that the value proposition of what we offer is incredible. The presentation is very learnable and very simple to execute. And those factors, those five things he just taught you this evening, are how you can help people navigate quickly to get Fast Start qualified and to have that success. And I do have an announcement for you. We talked about this, and we're so excited to help you to, again, create that expectation within each of you that your organization is populated with people that do get Fast Start qualified, that do become executive directors. We want to help you because we believe in you and your team. For the next 7 days, we are going to send out the recognition plaques, no cost to you, for everyone in your organization that gets Fast Start qualified between now and next Monday, 1 week. So for the next week, we're going to push Fast Start qualification. Now, if you're listening to this call and you're brand new and you're in your Fast Start qualification period, you're moving up to senior associate, we're gonna get you your plaque as well. So that counts you and everybody in your organization. We want to send out a record number of plaques this week. And the checkbook is open. There is no limit. There's no cutoff. There's no ceiling. We want to get as many plaques out there across the United States and Canada as we possibly can, but we need you to drive what you learned this evening. We need you to drive that excitement and enthusiasm and power and your presence and bring all of that energy to your organization, and importantly, bring your organization back to this energy. Make sure they're listening to the replay of tonight's call. If they desire to build a team, I hope they do. Make sure they're listening to the replay of this morning's call. If they desire to succeed and excel in the B2B space, be a part of our elite organization of top producers. But get your team to this energy, this enthusiasm. We expect them to win, and they will win. We expect you to win, and you will win. We expect that you can build a world-class organization, and you will build a world-class organization. But it's not luck. It's not chance. Everyone who's done it has done it by following a system that's proven and that works. And that means the good news is that you can do it too. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish for you this evening that you take off, have an explosive week in your business. Many thanks to Mr. Mark Richards for joining us on the call and for all of you live and on replay for joining us as well. Thank you so much. Have a phenomenal week, and we'll join you right back here next Monday.